This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Oh, good afternoon to you baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick here at Princeton High School, northern edge of Hamilton County. We've got a big doubleheader for you today. The regional semifinals in Division IV baseball. Fort Loramie takes on Cedarville in game one. First pitch coming up at 2 o'clock. And Rushi meets Lancaster Fisher Catholic in the second game. First pitch coming up at 5. We are so glad that WMVR 105.5 TAM FM has joined us simulcasting our webcast here today from Princeton. Unlike the last couple of days when we were rain swept throughout West Central Ohio, it is bright and sunny and glorious down here in Hamilton County this afternoon. There is significant cloud cover across the northern half of the state. It's not drifting this way. It's moving off to the east. No chance of rain on this Friday afternoon here in Cincinnati. Fort Loramie Redskins, mark of 25-4 on the year, winners of the Shelby County League against the Cedarville Indians, 19-12 on the campaign. A fine club that has rolled over the second part of the season. After starting 8-10, Cedarville has earned victories in 11 of its last 13. Fort Loramie had a nice win streak until earlier this week when it lost an add-on game to Springfield Shawnee, a tune-up for this regional tournament affair. The two clubs coming off district championship wins, Fort Loramie defeated Troy Christian 6-4, and Cedarville topped Cincinnati Christian, scoring two runs in the seventh inning to win by a count of 3-1. It could be a pitcher's duel here today. Two fine hurlers are going at it for Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer, the right-hander, 7-0 on the year. Earned run average of just over one. He's only given up 6 earned runs the entire season. And it is Caden McKinyon on the mound for Cedarville. His brother Caleb, also an ace pitcher for the Indians. Caden, a 6-3 mark, 1.7 ERA, 79 strikeouts in 49 innings. Both teams pitching heavy. Each team with depth on the mound. Each team with very good starting pitching. And a run or two could decide this game. We expect a 4-3, 3-2 contest here in Game 1, as we do in Game 2 this afternoon between Rushi and Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Fort Loramie, extremely speedy on the bases. That's an element of this game to watch, as the Redskins have racked up in excess of 100 steals on the campaign. Caleb Meyer, 26. Jake Sanders, 18. Derek Meyer, 13. Trevor Middendorf, a dozen. Evan Eilerman, 11. It's going to be very important for the starting pitcher for Cedarville, Caden McKinyon, to keep the Redskins off the base paths. Fort Loramie hitting about 340 as a team. Cedarville about 310. The McKinyons are quite the sluggers in that Cedarville lineup. Caden and Caleb have drilled 4 homers. Between them, they've got 30 extra base hits. They have driven in a combined 61 total runs. Redskins are the visiting team. Cedarville, the home club. Both teams have taken some warm-ups. Each club in its respective dugout at the moment. Cedarville on the first base side, Fort Loramie on the third base side. The Princeton High School Baseball Stadium faces the northeast. The wind from the west-southwest could be a little factor today. Breezy out to the right field fence. It's 325 down the lines, 390 to straightaway center, 365 in the power alleys. It is a beautiful complex. In fact, this is one of two varsity diamonds at Princeton High School. In odd-numbered years in the last several seasons, we've had rain for this regional tournament. In 2017, Rushi's advancement to the state tournament was delayed by a day. The regional tournament was pushed back a day because of rain in Springfield. The same thing happened again in 2019 when the Springfield Regional in Division 4 was eventually moved to Coldwater. And, of course, we've had rain the last couple days all throughout the state. There was no baseball or softball played in OHSAA tournaments in Ohio yesterday, as had been scheduled. Everything moved back a day. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on hand for these two games today. Fort Loramie Cedarville in Game 1, Roushey Lancaster Fisher Catholic in Game 2. I'd like to remind you that our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors include Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. Our scores, Broadcast.com anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a score founding partner in 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and Delicious Pumpkin Pie. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We salute M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. We've got short conversations with both head coaches, Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie, Andy Pauling of Cedarville, coming up in just a moment. It's high school tournament baseball, Division IV Regional from Princeton, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins, 25-4 on the year, sixth ranked in the state of Ohio. Cedarville from the Ohio Heritage Conference, 19-12 on the campaign, but for sure playing its very best baseball of the year. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Roushey offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Well, here today for Fort Loramie baseball, a key building component includes starting with getting on base at the top of the lineup and taking advantage of the Redskins' team speed. Caleb Meyer on the mound has to get ahead of hitters and keep the two McKinnons off balance. Key building components for Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, the top of Cedarville's order needs to set the table for both Caden and Caleb McKinyon, the two power hitters. They are explosive, key building components for Cedarville. And speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Jeff Sanders, four-year head coach for the Fort Laramie Redskins, very excited about this year's edition of his club, and it's known for its competitive style of play and athleticism.
It's mostly loaded with seniors and juniors. They played a lot of baseball last summer. It became evident that I thought we were really, really athletic. Got a lot of great athletes with hardworking work ethic that really last summer showed me that they were ready to compete. And last summer showed me where it showed us some things about where some certain players are going to fit in our lineup and in our defensive positioning. And I thought at the end of last summer, this team has a chance to be a very good team.
Yeah, it is an outstanding team, as you just noted. There are some very good individuals that make up this team who have stepped forward, maybe surprised you a little bit, who have been key performers, who've come a long way since you played last 2 years ago.
Well, and the interesting thing is, you know, we look back at our season in a recap sort of way, and there's been kind of a different hero, and many, many times. That's good to see when even guys in all parts of your lineup are contributing and we're producing runs throughout the lineup. So, you know, we've had some guys that have been good, surprisingly good.
I like a few of those.
Well, Matt, I don't think anybody expected Matt Fortman to be player of the year.
Yes.
He's come out and he's pitched great. He's hit the ball well. He's excellent at first defensively, but he's just an example of guys that have worked hard and have come out and put forth the effort to get better, and it showed. But we've had other guys. Caleb Myers stepped up we knew he was going to be a good pitcher, and we weren't really sure how good he was going to be, but he's kind of come out and kind of competed to be our ace with Mac. And Derek Myers Jr., he's come in and he's kind of saved us a couple games coming in relief for us. So pitching wise, we have some pleasant surprises with that.
And those guys on the mound are supported greatly by four-year catcher Darren Hoying behind the plate.
Yeah, and he's not a surprise. He's not a surprise. I mean, he's the rock that we rally around. He's the heart and soul of the team. Just a great, great kid. You know, being with him for 4 years, I almost know him like my own son. You know, in some ways.
Sure.
Incredibly hard worker. Just kind of the engine that makes the train go. And he's had another great year. He came back from Tommy John surgery. Hurt his arm at the end of the 2019 summer, and he wouldn't have played in 2020 even if we had it the season. And I think people forget how much work he put in. You know, in those 12 to 14 months to rehab and come back and work hard and get his arm back into shape. So he's been through a lot between his freshman year and his senior year. He's seen almost everything a player can see, and he's just kind of continued to persevere and push ahead. So, yeah, he's a special player.
Your middle infield and center field.
Yeah, we're solid up the middle, and that really helps. Evan Ironman's a junior at short, and Jake Sanders at second. They both do a great job defensively. They both get the balls. They're quick left to right, good arms. Grant Albers in center. You know, he kind of patrols our center field. He gets the balls. So, you know, they don't have to be sensational players. They just got to make plays when it comes time to make plays, and they have.
Jeff Sanders, head coach baseball for Laramie, fourth year before the start of today's regional semifinal between Fort Laramie and Cedarville. Talk about the fact that this club steals bases. You get a runner on in a few pitches. Oftentimes, he's sitting out at second base.
Yeah, well, it's a strength that we can identify with when we look at our assets on our team, and we know that our team speed can be a weapon, so we've worked on it quite a bit. We're going to use that as a weapon whenever we can, but when you have seven of the nine guys, there's 8 of your 9 guys in your lineup that can steal a base. You need to pick the right time and use that. If it comes time to get a runner over, you know, sometimes we have to bunt. You know, we know that there are good catchers and good pitchers out there that are going to hold our running game down. We know that. But, you know, when you have an athletic bunch like this, it's a weapon that can be used, and we try to use it when we can.
Your first team at Fort Loramie in 2018 won the state championship. This is an entirely different team in terms of the strengths it possesses.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that 2018 team, there was just some bashers in that lineup when they hit the ball. I mean, we weren't a team that would be creative on the bases with our speed, but we relied on them just to get at bats together every time, and they were hitters. I mean, they hit doubles, home runs. I mean, they were a lot different than this team. This team is a little more, quick, agile. I guess in some ways that 2018 team was a big boat, but a big boat you couldn't handle. This boat is more of a speed boat that we try to work around people. You got to kind of take your team's strengths and use it to the best of your ability.
And your boat is still floating. You've got Cedarville today, the club which possesses outstanding pitching.
Yeah, they got two really good pitchers, a junior and a senior. They both are righties, and they both are really, really effective. They're a little bit different in their strengths in what they throw. One is a little bit harder thrower. It relies on that velocity. The other one is a little bit less than velocity, but he's got he works off speed stuff in quite a bit more. So either one that pitches, we don't know which one's going to pitch, but either one we're going to be prepared for as best we can.
Well, it's Caden McKinyon on the mound for Cedarville. Head coach Jeff Sanders of Fort Loramie alluding to the Indians starting pitching seconds ago. Caden 6-3 on the year, as we mentioned previously in our open. 1.7 ERA, 79 strikeouts in 49 innings. Jeff and I alluded to that 2018 Fort Loramie State Championship team. The Redskins also won D4 baseball titles back in 2007 and 2010. Andy Pauling, 8-year head coach of the Cedarville Indians, spoke to me earlier in the week, fine complex behind Cedarville High School. We chatted for about a half an hour. Here's our interview coming up. Coach Pauling mentioned that this is the first time for Cedarville in Sweet 16 Division 4 baseball in more than two decades.
The first regional appearance for the Indians in more than 20 years. What do you attribute that success to here in this season of baseball 2021 at Cedarville?
I think the guys have worked hard all year. They've kind of gotten better as the year's gone on, and all the pieces of the puzzle out there are starting to come together really well. So everybody's playing the same game and doing their best and contributing, and when everybody contributes, we got a good chance for success.
On paper, it's a young team, and you were missing early in the season some athletes from other sports, but you've really gelled playing your best baseball of the season.
Yeah, we are young, which can be a bad thing, but for us it's been good. The young guys have really stepped up, played really well, and they don't get intimidated. They just go out and they play ball, and they do the little things, and I think that's what's making them successful.
Highlight the strengths of the team. What are the components that have helped lead to a fine campaign?
We've been pretty good on the mound, and we've had key hits, key situations where got runners on, we've been able to get them in. Made key plays defensively, when the pressure was on, and haven't given up a big inning. So I guess all those things add together for success.
Is it a speedy club? Do you steal bases? Do you move runners along, play small ball? Is it a club based on power? Do you hit the gaps?
We got a little of all that, actually. I would say overall we're not not a fast club by any means, but we have played some small ball, and we've gotten big hits when we needed them.
Hey, tell me about your conference, the Ohio Heritage. Competitive, good baseball, some fine programs in it, including Mechanicsburg, of course, and a few other teams.
Yeah, the OHC is a really, really good baseball conference, especially for us, being that we're Division IV, small school. We're playing against a lot of Division III teams that had some pretty good success this year, including Mechanicsburg, Northeastern, Greenview. Southeastern came on late. Yep. Catholic Central had a really good pitcher that was tough. Triad was tough. They're always tough. West Jeff's always tough. Fairbanks had a little down year, but they're still a tough team to beat. And West Lib's another D3 team. So,
yep.
I mean, there's just a lot of good baseball teams.
Talking with Andy Pauling, eighth year head coach, Cedarville Baseball, before today's regional semifinal between Cedarville and Fort Loramie. Hey, this might be your best club. Am I hedging out on a limb? What do you think?
That's just best record and farthest we've ever been. So by those metrics, yeah, I would say this is our best club. But I think the guys just enjoy playing. They enjoy coming out and competing, and they're having a good run.
Words of Cedarville Indians head coach Andy Pauling talking about his club. It's the home team that will take the field first and line up defensively as follows. Left to right in the outfield, Tyler Cross in left field, Caleb Tobias in center, Ethan Acton in right. In the infield, third around the first, Hunter Baldwin at third base, Caleb McKinnon at short, Gunnar Gannon at second, Braden Criswell at first base, Caden McKinnon on the mound, and freshman Mason Johnson behind the plate. Fort Loramie Redskins offensively, when they hit to start the top of the first inning, will lead off with Derek Meyer. He is a junior right fielder, batting second, senior second baseman Jake Sanders, hitting third, senior catcher Darren Hoying. In the cleanup spot, Mac Fortman, first baseman, senior. Number five in the order, Evan Eilerman, shortstop, a junior. Batting sixth, Grant Albers in center field, a senior. Hitting seventh, senior pitcher Caleb Meyer. Designated hitter, Devin Ratterman, a senior, is in the eight hole. And number nine in the lineup is Trevor Mittendorf. He is the left fielder. Clint Hilgefort, who plays third base, will not hit. Devin Ratterman is a noted as the DH. Hilgefort lines up in the infield at the third base position. The designated hitter for Cedarville is Mitch Rogers. The center fielder, Caleb Tobias, will not hit in the lineup. Rogers will bat sixth in the Indians' order. Right now, the Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced along the third baseline. Cedarville Indians will be introduced momentarily along the first baseline. Very nice crowd on hand for this Friday afternoon regional semifinal at Princeton. Five rows of bleachers behind the screen, directly behind home plate. And those bleachers circle from the third base dugout to the first base dugout, and they are pretty full. Redskins fans adorned in red and black, Cedarville fans adorned in red and white. And we are here at Princeton High School, Vikings colors, red and gray. So a lot of red in order at this regional final facility in Princeton. These two teams got here by winning district championships. Fort Loramie subdued Troy Christian 6-4, and Cedarville knocked out Cincinnati Christian by a count of 3-1. The winner of this game will take on the winner of game two. Rushi against Lancaster Fisher Catholic, first pitch at 5. Regional championship game has now been moved up. Tomorrow, it's set for 12 noon, not 5 o'clock, as previously scheduled. 12 noon tomorrow for the winner of these two games today. That's the regional championship, and for an opportunity to play in the state final four in Akron next Friday at 1 p.m. against the Northeast regional champ. We'll return in just a moment with the beginning of this game. The Redskins, the visitors in the third base dugout, will hit first here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
And welcome back to Princeton High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick. Wow. Weather conditions glorious compared to the last few days. Blue sky overhead, not a cloud. All the rain has moved well off to the northeast. This is a terrific facility, grass and field. It is in excess of 365 to the power alleys, 390 to center, 325 down the lines. A lot of room between third base and the dugout along the third base side, and first base and the dugout along the first base side, I would say every bit of 75 to 80 feet. Then well down the lines in the corners, the fences pinch in, and the warning track width of 7 or 8 feet is the only expanse between the foul lines and the fences, a good 275 or 80 feet down each line. On the mound for Cedarville, warming up, is starting pitcher Caden McKinnon. He is a 6'2" right-hander, and he tops out in the low 80s as a fine curveball, solid changeup. When he's getting his curveball over for strikes, he is very difficult to hit. In fact, I just saw him break one off in warm-ups, and it was a big breaker. He snapped it. And there's his changeup. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. You know, many schools and colleges, government agencies and public utilities, and healthcare and high-tech organizations have something in common. A unified security management system created by SecureCom and Mixter. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. At SecureCom and Mixter, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. SecureCom and Mixter, 307 West 1st Street. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. Derek Meyer steps in for the left side to start the game for Fort Loramie as Caden McKinnon opens up on the mound for Cedarville with a breaking pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Meyer swings from the left side. Outside target set by the Cedarville catcher. Changeup is high. 1-1 on Meyer. Outfield shading Derek slightly to the right, expecting him to pull a little. Here's the 1-1 pitch by McKinnon, way in, almost nipped. Meyer in the right shoulder, close to clipping him. It's a ball 2-1. Third baseman for Cedarville playing up short. Here is the 2-1 pitch to Meyer, missing, low and in, 3-1. 3-1 on Meyer. McKinnon's got to come in with a strike here. Johnson, the catcher, sets up on the outside half, and that appears to be right down the pipe. It is. Strike two. Counts full. 3-2 on Meyer. Third baseman now for the Indians, Hunter Baldwin retreats. Here's the 3-2 pitch by McKinnon. Fastball inside corner. Yes, caught him looking. Bep Meyer in 6 pitches didn't lift the bat off his shoulder, and he is out on a called strike 3, and it was a good one. Jake Sanders stepping in. Meyer was hitting 368 on the year for Fort Loramie. Sanders at 449 in the second spot. Second baseman, a senior from the right side. Breaking ball misses away. Ball one. So far against the Fort Loramie hitters, McKinnon has hurled a steady diet of off-speed stuff. 1-0 pitch to Sanders. Breaking ball down in the dirt, 2-0. Sanders swings from the right side, unlike Derek Meyer. Outfield straight away. Again, Baldwin at third is far up in the dirt cutout on the edge of the grass. Pitch to Sanders way outside for a ball, missing again. 3-0. 3-0 on Jake, who's probably taking on this pitch. He is one of those very quick afoot Redskins. 3-0 pitch, outside corner, a strike, 3-1. Again, I don't think we've seen the real good fastball from McKinnon yet. Might see it here. McKinnon works out of the stretch, more or less. 3-1 breaking ball. Sanders whips at it. Strike 2. Sanders out ahead over top. That pitch, and the count is full. The pitcher, McKinnon, has gone full on Fort Loramie's first two hitters to start the game. Pitch to Sanders is high up in his eyes, over the plate, but not in the strike zone, and he walks. Sanders aboard at first. And we'll see if the Redskins test the Cedarville catcher right away. Stepping in now for Fort Loramie, Darren Hoying, the senior catcher, 347 on the year. First pitch inside corner, strike called. Darren swings from the right side, steps out of the box momentarily, gets the sign from head coach Sanders at third. Here's a throw on to first. Sanders dives back in, ball rolls away from the Cedarville first baseman, who tracks it down quickly. That's Braden Criswell. Criswell, 6'5" at first. Here's an off-speed pitch, a double hitch in the swing by Hoying, who sprays it foul off to the right.
And the runner was off on that pitch.
Sanders was going. These Redskins are jackrabbits on the bases. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick here at Princeton. We are in the top of the first, no score. One out for Fort Loramie, runner aboard. Throw to first, Sanders back. Mike, I'm having a difficult time reading that scoreboard in straightaway center with the sun shining directly on it.
I'm not sure they're keeping balls and strikes, and if they are, I can't see them.
No.
Well, that was a third strike. Oh, you know that.
Yep, it was a 1-2 pitch to Darren Hoying. Great job of McKinnon, who jammed him in under his hands, and Hoying missed it. He took a swing, couldn't connect. And there are two down. A couple of K's here in the first for Caden McKinnon, the hurler for the Cedarville Indians. And now left-hand batting Mac Fortman steps in. Mac, 415 on the year. There goes Sanders. Sanders off and running down to second. The pitch to Fortman is a ball. Sanders is in under the tag, safely at second base. Sanders in scoring position for Fortman.
That was a called strike on the pitch.
Senior first baseman, did I say it was a ball? I might have. Nothing and one on Fortman. Slightly open stance, swings. Hot chopper back up the middle, and it gets through into center field. Here comes Sanders, roaming around third. Headlong slide at the plate. Safe! And Fort Loramie takes a 1-0 lead. A big two-out base knock to center by Mac Fortman. He spanked it right back through the box. The pitcher, McKinnon, took a swat at it. Couldn't field it. And the ball eluded the Cedarville second baseman, Gunnar Gannon, out behind the second base bag. Had he managed to knock it down or deflect it toward his shortstop, Caleb McKinnon, Sanders might have had to hold it third, but the ball got to the outfield. Here is the first pitch to the fifth hitter, Evan Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Left-hand batting Eilerman takes a pitch, a ball low, 1-0.
That's where that stolen base, I think, probably contributed to that RBI. So,
no,
fantastic.
You better believe it, Mike. We talked about that in the pregame. Fort Loramie will steal you blind on the bases. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Eilerman. Breaking ball is in and over the outside edge of the plate, and it's 1-1. Fortman not the threat to steal like the other Redskins. Here's the pitch to Eilerman. He takes a swipe at it. Bunting attempt. Misses. Strike two. 1-2. But that will be the theme of this weekend's regional tournament. Timely hitting. Who can get the base knocks with two out and runners in scoring position? And Mac Fortman has just done it for Fort Loramie. Here's Eilerman cutting on an inside pitch, and he drills it hard, foul on the ground outside first. And that takes the count to what, 2-2, Mike?
I have 1-2.
1-2. Two strikes on Eilerman, who's got to be protecting the plate here. Fortman at first, 1-0 Fort Loramie, jumping on top. Here is a wild pitch up and away. Johnson lunges, gets the mitt on it. Fortman hangs at first, 2-2 on Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Third baseman even with the bag for the Indians. That's Baldwin. 2-2 pitch to Eilerman. Yank foul to the right side. Still 2-2. Breeze picking up a little bit out to right center field. Ballpark here at Princeton faces the northeast. Wind from the southwest. We expect warm weather over the next few days. Check a Fortman pitch to Eilerman. Look good. It is good. Right through the heart of the plate. Well, the pitcher, McKinnon, struck out the side but gave up a run at the end of a half inning here in the Division IV Baseball Regional at Princeton. Fort Loramie 1, Cedarville coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Also, thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Matt, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Plus, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Yep, Cedarville comes to bat here at the bottom of the first, trailing 1-0 Fort Loramie. Has the M.O. of getting on, stealing, and pushing runs around. And that's just what the Redskins did. They've done it all season long, and it happened in the first. Here's a hard ground ball to start the Cedarville attack to the second baseman, Sanders, who moves to his right, three steps, snap throw to first, got him. One away.
One pitch, one out. Gotta love those.
Gunnar Gannon, 313 hitter, second sacker for Cedarville. Opened with the ground out to Sanders. And batting from the left side is Caden McKinyon. Caden, the starting pitcher. Caleb Meyer on the mound for Fort Loramie, facing his counterpart here with one down for Cedarville in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss by McKinyon. Meyer, change up, high and away, 1-1. Caleb will top out at about 79 or 80. He'll mix in breaking pitches. He utilizes fine location. He has only given up 6 earned runs all year. The senior's been magnificent. He hasn't been beaten this season as a pitcher. Fort Loramie 25-4. Here's the windup, the pitch. It's wide, and it is 2-1, or I should say 2-2, on the hitter Caleb McKinyon, who did dribble a foul off to the right. 2-2 pitch, Caleb Meyer, curveball. McKinyon swings, lost it high to left. And it should be an easy play out there in the sun. Trevor Middendorf's got it for the out. Trevor looking up at the sun, which is in the eyes of the left fielder here for game one, will be in the eyes of the right fielder later on in game two. Meyer with a nice piece of pitching got Caden McKinyon off balance. And the left-hand hitter stroked the fly ball to left. Caleb McKinyon now steps in. Caden's brother, Caden the junior, Caleb the senior. And the count is 1-1 as we start the third at bat for Cedarville. Two up, two down for the Indians in the bottom of the first. Fort Loramie leading 1-0. Here's a big hook, a curveball by Caleb Meyer, drilled foul. Outside third, a liner about 5 or 6 feet to the left of the foul line off the bat of Caleb McKinyon. So a ground out to second by Gunnar Gannon to start the first for Cedarville. And then a fly ball to left by Caden McKinyon. And now Caleb steps in with a count, Mike, of 2-2.
I have 1-2. 1-2.
1-2, says the scoreboard. Here's the windup and the pitch by Caleb Meyer. In on the hands of the hitter who pops it foul over the netting. Out of play. 1-2 count still on Caleb McKinyon. He and his brother Caden have driven in more than 60 runs this year. Hoying, the catcher for Fort Loramie, sets up outside. And the ball is looped off to the right, out of play over the dugout. Cedarville in the dugout area to the right. Count still remains 1-2. Caleb Meyer continues to throw strikes. Here's a big bender, a curveball, ripped to center on a line. Base hit. One hop to the Fort Loramie center fielder, Grant Albers, who retrieves and flips it back in. And Cedarville has a man aboard with two down here in the bottom of the first. Mason Johnson, the freshman catcher, 6'2 right-hand hitter, steps in. Open stance. Center fielder Albers shading Johnson slightly to right center. Curveball from Caleb Meyer is way outside for ball one. So the Indians trying to get a threat started here at the bottom of the first after Fort Loramie opened the game with a run in the top half. Nice lead by Caleb McKinyon. Caleb Meyer flips it on to Mac Fortman. Not in time as McKinyon dives back into first. Caleb Meyer in the stretch for Fort Loramie. Another pitch way low and outside, 2-0. Cedarville hitting over 300 as a team. Fort Loramie about 340 as a team. Cedarville possesses more power than Fort Loramie. Here is a changeup of Caleb Meyer upstairs at floats high, 3-0. Caleb a little unhappy with himself, but he's gone behind in the count to Johnson. 3 balls, no strikes.
Swing was doing an excellent job trying to frame that one, too.
There's a pitch way up top, 8 feet off the ground. Johnson looks at it for ball 4. Runners at first and second with two down for Cedarville. Braden Criswell, 6 foot first baseman, another freshman steps in. Two freshmen here in the order back to back in the 4 and 5 holes for Cedarville. Kayla McKinnon on at second, Mason Johnson at first. As control has gone awry for Caleb Meyer momentarily. Caleb looks back at second, and the hitter, Braden Criswell, steps out. Umpiring crew of three. Right now they're positioned on the inner diamond to the left of the second base bag, about 15 feet behind first and foul ground, and of course the home plate umpire. Big sweeping curveball by Caleb Meyer. It's a good one. A called strike on Criswell.
Oh, nice pitch.
Uh-huh. Nothing in one. Meyer again, curveball. Swung on and missed. Strike two.
That runs it full.
Heavy cut by Criswell. Here's the windup. The pitch again to Criswell. And it's smacked on the ground to third, right at the third baseman. He'll go for it for Fort Loramie. He takes two steps, touches the bag, out on the force, inning over. We played one here at Princeton, Division IV Regional Semifinal. Fort Loramie 1, Cedarville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the following sponsors in Rushi: the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Now, Fort Loramie's Redskins come to bat here in the top of the second inning, and the second pitch results in a pop-up out in short right field, and battling the high sky is the second baseman for Cedarville, who's got it for the out. Gunnar Gannon makes a nice play, and that retires Grant Albers. No, that was
Grant Albers.
That was Grant Albers who hit. I'm a little confused. It looks like Caleb Meyer and Grant Albers have switched in the order. That was Caleb Meyer from the right side who popped the second. This is Grant Albers, the left-hand batter. So our original starting lineup was altered. Caleb Meyer makes the first out for Fort Loramie here in the second. Albers in at the plate, looks at an off-speed pitch, inside corner for a strike. Meyer a pop to second. Good play by Gannon in short right field by Cedarville. High and away to Albers. Takes the count to 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Grant. Caleb Meyer was hitting 351. Albers at 314 on the year. The left-hand hitter takes a curveball by McKinnon. Backdoor curve does not catch the outside corner. It's a ball. Count full. 3-2.
Although the scoreboard shows 2-2.
Outfield playing Albers to full to pull the ball, and he does. Foul outside first of 5 feet. Hard smash. So the count here on Albers' mic is...
It shows 2-2 on the scoreboard, so that's what we'll go with.
Here is the 2-2 pitch by Caden McKinnon. Off speed, inside. Nearly nicked Albers in the knee. It's a ball. And the count goes full. One out for Fort Laramie, top of the second. Redskins lead 1-0. Plating a run in the top of the first inning. Full count pitch to Albers. It's wide by 6 inches. McKinnon was off the strike zone, and Albers is aboard with a base on balls. So far, the pitcher for Cedarville, Caden McKinnon, has tried to keep the Redskins off balance with a menu of slower stuff. His heater hits 80, but we've seen it seldom so far. Here is Devin Ratterman stepping in, and Albers on a delayed steal is safe at second base. Wow. He didn't take off with the pitch. He ambled down to second, catching the battery mate of McKinnon, Johnson, the catcher, a little off guard, and the throw was caught again and in front of the second base bag. He lunged back to tag Albers, but missed him, and Albers is at second. And Devin Ratterman looks at ball two, 2-0. Yep, already the Redskins' MO that we talked about in the pregame, speed, athleticism, and stealing bases, has become an important element of this game. Albers at second, one down. Change up to Ratterman. He cuts and misses for a strike. McKinnon's got a good one. His off-speed stuff is difficult to time. 2-1 on Ratterman. Runner in scoring position for Fort Laramie, which already leads 1-0. Foul to the screen, 2-2. Oh, Devin had a good swing at that one. He just missed it. Fouled it straight back. Steps out of the box, a little displeased with himself that he didn't hit that one more squarely. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Ratterman, and Caden McKinnon steps off the rubber. Albers at second for Fort Laramie, being bothered by the second baseman, Gannon. Nice lead now for Grant. Off-speed pitch, foul behind the air, directly behind home plate, out of play. Two balls, two strikes on Devin Ratterman of Fort Laramie. Top of the second inning. Division 4 Baseball Regional here at Princeton. Redskins ahead of the Indians, 1-0. Pitch to Ratterman in the dirt, blown away. Count full.
Nice block.
Well done by Mason Johnson behind the plate, preventing a wild pitch, which would have sent Albers to third. Albers with the lead at second. Full count pitch, Devin Ratterman. Breaking ball, hammered foul outside of third. Yep, we'll throw the full count pitch again. Shortstop for Cedarville. Caleb McKinnon playing very deep. Big hole right side of the infield if Ratterman can shoot it that way. And he slaps a ground ball foul 3 feet to the left of the third base bag. Devin continues to hang around, a good at bat. 271 on the year for Ratterman. Runner at second for Fort Laramie. One out, top of the second inning. Redskins 1, Indians nothing. Rushi plays Lancaster Fisher Catholic. First pitch at 5. We've got that covered for you here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR. Another foul straight back to the screen off the bat of Ratterman.
Fighting hard.
About an 8 or 9 pitch at bat here. Count remains full, right, Mike?
Right, it does. And that was pitch 9. This will be pitch 10 coming up.
Ratterman, 2 or 3 practice swings. He readies himself. Here's Caden McKinnon winding and firing. It's low and away in the left-hand batter's box, and it scoots past Johnson, bounced high over his head to the screen. Wild pitch, Albers to third, and Devin Ratterman on ball 4 is at first. First and third for Fort Laramie, one out here in the top of the second inning. it out. Trevor Middendorf, the left fielder, steps in, and he's got 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, as he takes a good 10 seconds or better to get the sign from head coach Sanders at third. Raderman with a lead at first. Natural steal opportunity here for Fort Loramie. Middendorf squares the bunt, takes it outside, ball one. Caden McKinyon in a bit of a jam. Runners at first and third, one down. Third baseman for Cedarville, Hunter Baldwin, way up in the grass. 1-0 pitch to Middendorf. There goes Devin Raderman. Pitch high to Middendorf. No throw to second. Raderman is in safely. Third stolen base in less than two innings for Fort Loramie in this game. Three steals already for the Redskins. Runners at second and third. Pitch to Middendorf. Squares the bunt. Takes it way up and in for ball three. Well, first base is open, but the Cedarville pitcher, Caden McKinyon, would love to get an out right here.
If not, that returns you to the top of the order.
3-0 on Middendorf, second and third for the Redskins. One down, top of the second. Middendorf takes the bunt, brings the bat back, takes a strike right down the heart, and it's 3-1. They were charging on the corners. Don't think Fort Loramie would squeeze here, suicide style, maybe a safety. Middendorf takes it up and in, ball four, he walks, they're loaded. And as Mike mentioned, top of the order, Derek Meyer set to hit for Fort Loramie. As Andy Pauling, eighth-year head coach for Cedarville, goes to the mound. Bases loaded, Redskins, one out, top of the second. We'll take a 30-second break. Fort Loramie leading Cedarville 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help you move forward. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs. TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Here is Derek Meyer for Fort Loramie with the bases clogged. They're full. Runners at first, second, and third. And after the lengthy conference on the mound, the Cedarville pitcher, Caden McKinyon, whips one in there, and it's fouled back by Derek Meyer. Bases full for Derek, who struck out to start the game in the first. 0-1 pitch, low and in, trapped by the catcher, Johnson. And the count is
1-1.
1-1 on Meyer. Meyer hits from the left side. Three walks in the inning delivered by McKinyon. Off-speed pitch, looped high along the left field line. Left fielder for Cedarville comes motoring in, takes it on the run, rifles a throw to the plate, and it's blocked by the catcher, Johnston, and Albers for Fort Loramie can't tag. He's got a hold. Albers broke down the line after tagging. Throw is on the money. Ball not hit deep enough by Derek Meyer of Fort Loramie. And Jake Sanders hits now with the bases still loaded and two away. So far, Cedarville's pitcher, Caden McKinyon, dodging a bullet, registering the second out. Pitch to Sanders, breaking ball off the plate outside, 1-0. So far, Fort Loramie has had a good eye at the plate. Redskins hitters have been eyeballing that breaking stuff just wide of the strike zone. 1-0 pitch to Sanders. That one's up top. No place to put him. 2-0 on Sanders. They're loaded. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the second inning. Jake at 449 on the year, leading the Redskins in hitting. Squares up at the plate. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, good one. Outside corner at the knees, 2-1 on Sanders. Third baseman Baldwin behind the bag at third. Second baseman Gannon deep at second for Cedarville. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Sanders, and it's fouled to the screen, 2-2. Big pitch coming up, often termed the action pitch. Two balls, two strikes on Sanders at Fort Loramie. Caden McKinnon of Cedarville trying to wriggle off the hook here in the second inning. Redskins threaten, bases loaded, two out. Wind up, the pitch to Sanders. Is swung on a breaking ball. He lofts it high in the air to left center field. It's a skyscraper, not very deep. Center fielder meanders over, and it's Caleb Tobias. Got it for the out. Two men retired by McKinnon with the bases full, and Fort Loramie doesn't score in the second. We move to the bottom of inning number two. Fort Loramie 1, Cedarville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Hey, you will be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online too at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. A strike called to start the second inning for Cedarville. Then a ball delivered outside by Fort Loramie pitcher Caleb Meyer. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the play to designated hitter Mitch Rogers of Cedarville, and he pops it up to very short left field. Should be an easy play for Middendorf for the Redskins. He trots in and snares it for out number one. And the Redskins in the second inning had the bases full, one out, and had they reversed those fly balls, gotten the first one to straightaway center, it would have been deep enough to score a run from third. But the short fly to left with one out was not deep enough. And then Sanders fly to center to end the inning. Redskins on top 1-0. First pitch by Meyer, a called strike. Second pitch down in the zone. Plate umpire wonders about the check swing. Looks at the first base umpire who signals no. Hunter Baldwin, third baseman for Cedarville, steps in. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-2. Rogers, the previous hitter for Cedarville, was hitting just over 200. Baldwin under the 200 mark. And he takes that pitch inside off the plate. A ball and two strikes. Caleb Meyer trying to hurl a quick inning here in the bottom of the second with Fort Loramie leading 1-0. Pitch to Baldwin outside. Hoing tried to snap it back toward the strike zone. But, of course, the plate umpire would have nothing of it. 2-2 pitch to Baldwin. Off the handle. Looper behind third. Oh, what a play by Adlerman, the shortstop of Fort Loramie. A diving catch for the out. Woo, a beauty. Adlerman behind the third baseman, Hilgefort. He went racing, still on the dirt, not in the outfield. Hilgefort playing way up at third base. Adlerman went off and running from his natural shortstop position, and he laid out for it. And he snared it in the webbing of his mitt while hitting the ground hard. He hung on, and it's an out.
There was no doubt in his mind that he was going to catch that.
Big curveball to the next hitter for Cedarville is in and over for a strike. Ethan Acton, the sophomore right fielder, at the plate. Next pitch, strike two. Nothing in two. Meyer getting into a little bit of a groove. Here's the two-strike pitch to Acton. Breaking ball. Well done. Hitter out in front. Swings over top. Strike three. Snappy inning for Meyer for Fort Loramie. We played two in this D4 regional semifinal at Princeton. It's Fort Loramie 1, Cedarville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And so many thanks to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney sponsors, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. Fort Loramie batting in the top of the third after a quick bottom of the second by Cedarville. And the opening pitch here is a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. Darren Hoying, the catcher for Fort Loramie, hits. He struck out back in the first, batting 347 on the year. That pitch is down. A ball, a strike. Outfield pretty deep for Darren, especially in left. Here is Caden McKinnon throwing up and in over the top of the hands of Hoying, and it's 2-1. Fort Loramie leading 1-0. Second half of Cedarville's lineup not as potent as the top half. Caleb Meyer made pretty quick work of Indians batters in that second. Here's a foul by Hoying, lifted out of play to the right. 2-2 count. Caden McKinnon stretching, pitching, breaking ball, just outside. Couldn't get the call from the plate umpire, and it's full. Slight breeze toward right here at Princeton High School as we look out toward Interstate 75. There's a strike three call to Hoying. Beautiful pitch by Caleb McKinnon as he grazed the outside corner. Nicely done. Second strikeout for Hoying in this game. Now Mac Fortman steps in. Mac's got the game's only run batted in. A hard hit hopping single through the box back in the first. It scored Jake Sanders, who'd walked and stolen second. The left-hand batting Fortman takes a ball, a bit in, 1-0 on him. Top of the third, Fort Loramie leading Cedarville 1-0. Regional semifinal from Cincinnati Princeton. Pitch to Fortman, changeup, nice. In and over for a strike, 1-1. McKinnon's done a very good job keeping the Redskins off balance. He winds, he fires to Fortman. There's an outside pitch, sprayed foul, out of play to the left, and it's 1-2. although Fortman does hit from the left side outfield pretty much straight away, except for the Cedarville left fielder Cross, who is inched a little bit toward left center. Shortstop Caleb McKinnon angling toward the second base bag as that pitch hits Fortman on the right shoulder. Off-speed throw got away from the pitcher, Caden McKinnon. And with one out, Mac Fortman is aboard. Hit the pitch. And now Evan Eilerman hits for the Redskins from the left side. Got a pinch runner here for Fort Loramie.
Number four, I believe.
And somewhere here we've got a full Redskins roster so we can track down who number four is. Barhorst, Sam Barhorst, fine performer for Fort Loramie. On at first for Fortman. And now Sam is a threat to run, and that's why Coach Sanders made the substitution at this point. Baldwin way up at third. Middle infield pinching toward the center. Here's a line drive by Eilerman. Right back through the middle. It's a base hit, a clean single to center. That ball was pounded. As that pitch by McKinnon came right back past his left ear, hit out beyond the second base bag, skidded into center. Barhorst could move up one to second. And the hit by Eilerman enables Fort Loramie to put two aboard with one down here in the third. Now Caleb Meyer hits for the Redskins. He popped out to second in his first at-bat. Wants to bunt, loops it foul to the left. One out, two on for Fort Loramie. Redskins left him loaded in the second. Did score in the first. And the pitch count for McKinnon, Mike, is rising.
It is. It started the inning with 54, and it looks like he's thrown another 12 since then.
So he's approaching 70 already here in the third inning. Runners at first and second. First baseman is moving forward for Cedarville, expecting a bunt here from Meyer. I'm not sure that's a given. Runner already in scoring position at second. First and second, one out for Fort Loramie. Caleb squares, pulls the bat back, swings, and hits a hard ground ball fair. Inside the bag at third, it eluded the third baseman, and it's a run scoring double for Caleb Meyer down the left field line. Barhorst races home. Eilerman's at third. Out at second, Caleb Meyer. Second and third, a run in, one out for Fort Loramie. That ball was perfectly placed by Meyer. One of those situations where if the third baseman is at normal depth and not way up, he probably makes the play and maybe turns it into a double play right at the bag. But Meyer faked the bunt, pulled the bat back, and ripped the ball down the third baseline. A run-scoring two-bagger, second and third. And here is Grant Albert for Fort Loramie. Excuse me. Breaking pitch outside, missed the corner. First pitch was a ball as well, 2-0. Albers ahead in the count. Redskins have Caden McKinnon on the ropes here in the third. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Pitch to Albers. Breaking ball, bunted in the air, foul to the left of home plate. Two balls and a strike. That appeared to be a safety squeeze. Runner wasn't coming with the pitch from third. Two on Fort Loramie, one out, top of inning number three. Albers from the left side. McKinnon, the right-hand pitcher. Breaking ball. Albers wants to bunt it again. Does, but foul. Straight back over the catcher's head. And it's a 2-2 count. Grant not happy that he couldn't get that ball down. Second and third for Fort Loramie. One out here in the top of the third. Redskins lead it 2-0. Two more runners in scoring position. Pitch to Albers, swung on, pasted right back up the middle, over the head of the pitcher, McKinnon. A liner into center for a hit. One run scored. Another one scoots home. Albers, a clutch two-run single. Caleb Meyer, a run-scoring double. Albers, a two-run base knock to center. And Fort Laramie leads it 4-0 in the top of the third. One out, one on for the Redskins. Head coach Andy Pauling of Cedarville continues to go with his starter, Caden McKinnon, who's getting hit hard. Another steal attempt by Fort Laramie, and this throw down to second is in time. Mason Johnson, the catcher for the Indians, fired it to the shortstop. Caleb McKinnon, who put the tag on Albers, who tried to sneak into the back of the bag, but he was nailed. Fort Laramie successful in stealing three times and four tries in this game so far. Now no runners aboard. Two out. And Devin Ratterman hits. 4-0 Fort Laramie. That's high. He looks at it, and the count's 2-0. Redskins with a run in the first, threatened in the second. They've added three in the third. Here's the windup of McKinnon. Breaking ball outside corner. Yes, it's a strike. Two balls and a strike on Devin Ratterman for Fort Laramie. He walked in the second. Next pitch to Devin. Breaking ball is far outside. Ball three. But McKinnon has struggled with his control, and he has thrown a lot of off-speed stuff in this game, trying to keep Fort Laramie off balance, and the Redskins have begun to time him. Here's the swing by Ratterman, and it's hit in the air over the shortstop's head into left center field. Another hit for Fort Laramie. That pitch was in on the fist of Ratterman. He fought it off and blooped it to left center for a base knock. And the inning continues. Here's Trevor Middendorf for Fort Laramie. He walked in the second. Here's the windup, the pitch to Middendorf. It missed the inside corner. Was it called a strike? I might have missed the plate umpire signal.
He called it a strike.
One on, two out for Fort Laramie, which has pushed the lead to 4-0. Here is the windup, the pitch. And it's a strike. Two called outside corner at the knees. Now Fort Laramie, amidst an out stealing, has strung together four base hits here in the third. Throw to first, Ratterman back. Ratterman on with the base hit to left center. Ratterman hitting for third baseman Clint Hilgefort. Ratterman the DH. Ball swung on, hit hard by Middendorf to deep left field. Back goes Cross for Cedarville on the run. He cannot get it. It's on the warning track. Zipping around from first all the way home for the Redskins is the runner, Ratterman. He is safe at the plate. Oh, an extremely close play. As the officials on the diamond had rotated, the plate umpire moved up to third, and the first base umpire raced down to home, and he was Johnny on the spot. And he made a delayed safe call to make sure the sliding Ratterman had nipped the outside edge of the plate with his hand. Safe is the ruling. That's what it appeared to be. And the Fort Laramie Redskins have pounded McKinnon for five straight hits here in the third. Back to the top of the order for Derek Meyer. Derek Meyer steps in for Fort Laramie, which now leads it 5-0. Is that correct, Mike? 5-0?
That is correct.
Here's a steal at third by the Redskins, and it caught Cedarville napping. Safe at third base is Trevor Middendorf. Four steals and five attempts for Fort Laramie, and the Indians are rattled. And let's see if this forces a pitching change from the Indians. Conference on the mound will return in a moment. Top of the third here at Cincinnati Princeton in the Division IV Baseball Regional Semifinals. It's Fort Loramie 5, Cedarville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Wrecker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com.
Well, here comes Derek Meyer to the plate for Fort Loramie. With a runner at third now in the person of Trevor Middendorf, who had doubled and surprised the Indians by swiping third. Pitch to Hoyne is upstairs for a ball. 2-0 on the left-hand batting. Derek Meyer, I may have mistakenly said Hoyne, Derek Meyer from the left side. He struck out and flied to left. And he pounds a hard ground ball to short. It's off the ankle of Caleb McKinyon. Rolls out in the short left field for an error. Ball was tagged. It was hit sharply. McKinyon just didn't bend all the way down to scoop it off the dirt. And it got away from him. That's an E6. Another run home, 6-0 Fort Loramie as Jake Sanders steps in. Oh, and he bunts back toward McKinyon, who hops off the mound to field, fires a throw to first, out by a step. Sanders is nipped. I'm sure Jake has had better bunts on the year. With his good speed, he made it close. He was fielded on one bounce by the pitcher, Caden McKinyon, who made a nice play to finally end a nightmarish third inning for Cedarville. It's Fort Loramie 6, Cedarville nothing. We go to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Riemann Drywall in Anna offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses throughout West Central Ohio. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done right, Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, drywall done right with Riemann. Well, we open the bottom of the third for Cedarville with a bang as the number 9 hitter, Tyler Cross, freshman left fielder, smashes a line drive knee-high to Hilgefort at third for Fort Loramie. He spears it for the out. It was right at him. If it's 3 or 4 feet to the left or right, it's a clean hit. Nonetheless, Cedarville's Cross hitting in bad luck there, and he's out to start the bottom of the third. Gunnar Gannon steps in. Gannon, the junior second baseman, grounded out Sanders to first to start the game for Cedarville. Pitch to him, curveball, strike at the knees. Good pitching by Meyer, who is ahead in the count. catcher Hoying setting up way outside, and it was close, just missed. A ball and two strikes on Gannon. My mistake, 2-2. The very first pitch was a ball, then two strikes. Here's a breaker, big bender. Ooh, it froze. The hitter, Gannon, strike three called. Caleb Meyer with a brilliant breaking ball on 2-2.
That was a nice pitch. Nice break to that.
Two down for Cedarville here in the third. Here's Caden McKenyon, pitcher who bats from the left side for the Indians. 6'3", left-hand hitter, a junior. First pitch to him, a breaking pitch, in and over, a strike. Another breaking ball, yes, sir. Boy, is Caleb Meyer ever in a groove now.
Same spot.
No balls, two strikes on McKenyon. Wind up of Meyer. Tried to backdoor that one on the outside corner and missed off the plate. 1-2. Outfield for McKenyon. Oh, do the Redskins know something? They are pulled way, way around to the right. Albers in center is in right center. Middendorf in left is in center, left center. And Fort Loramie hugs the right field line with Derek Meyer. Ball spanked foul outside of first. 2-2 count on McKenyon. Two down for Cedarville. Bottom of the third. Fort Loramie 6 and Cedarville nothing as the Redskins put up 5 in the top of the third inning. Good pitch by Caleb Meyer just downstairs for ball 3. It's full. 3-2 in McKenyon. Tough pitch to lay off of for him. That one not so much. It's out of the zone up. And Meyer not happy with himself. Had McKenyon 1-2, but gave him a base on balls. Here is Caleb McKenyon. He hits from the right side. 6'1 senior shortstop. He can go deep. He's got a lot of power. The McKenyons have 30 extra base hits between them, more than 60 runs batted in on the year. First pitch way outside for a ball to Caleb McKenyon. Runner at first, two out, Cedarville. Here's a sweeping slow curve. McKenyon tries to time it, hitch in a swing, high foul, out of play to the right. A ball, a strike on Caleb McKenyon. Caden with a four-step lead. And McKenyon swings, and on a line, he pokes it to center. Clean hit on one hop to Albers of Fort Loramie. As the base runner, Caden, moves up to second. Caleb McKenyon on at first. That ball was hit like a laser to straightaway center about 10 feet off the ground. Two on for Cedarville as the Indians try to strike with two men down. Two on, two out. Fake throw back to second by Caleb Meyer, the Fort Loramie pitcher. Two singles in this game for Caleb McKenyon. Mason Johnson up. The catcher walked back in the first. Opening pitch to him, misses. It's a ball. 1-0. Big hole left side of the diamond. Adaman for Fort Loramie pulled over near second. And here's the pitch, swung on, hit up the middle. Adaman lunges to his left, gets a glove on it. The ball trickles away. Runners all move up one. Cedarville can't score from second. They're loaded. Evan Eilerman prevented that ball from reaching the outfield.
Absolutely, he did.
He got leather on it near the outfield grass, well behind second to the shortstop side. And on at first is Johnson to load the bases. A walk and two singles for Cedarville. After the first two were retired here in the third, and Braden Criswell steps in. He takes a curveball inside. Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie in a two-out jam here in the third inning. Fort Loramie leading 6-0. Meyer goes to work from the windup way inside to Criswell, 2-0. No place to put him. Well, it looked like Meyer was going to breeze through the third inning. He got two quick outs, a walk, a couple of base hits, and a mound conference ensues. We're in the bottom of the third. Fort Loramie leads Cedarville 6-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Jeff Sanders, head coach of Fort Loramie, went to the mound to attempt to slow down Caleb Meyer, who might have been pitching a little bit too fast. Bases loaded, two out for Cedarville, bottom of the third. Fort Loramie leads it 6-0. Here's the windup and the pitch fouled at the plate. So it's 2-1 on the hitter, correct, Mike? There were two balls before the conference.
That was correct, yeah.
So now it's a 2-1 count. Big at bat here for the Indians if they want to get right back in this game. Runners at first, second, and third. Wind up, pitch to the plate. Breaking ball inside. Swung on and missed by the hitter for Cedarville.
Completely had him fooled on that one.
That ball was in under the hands of Criswell, the hitter. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and drilled on a line to left to Middendorf on one bounce. It's a base knock, and the runners all move up one. So now Caleb Meyer is being tattooed. Three straight hits for Cedarville. Redskins, though, with a five-run cushion, 6-1. They're still loaded for Mitch Rogers, left-hand batter for the Indians. Rogers steps in from the left side. Base is still loaded. Rogers looks at his strike.
Flew out to left field on his first try.
I tell you, Meyer's breaking pitch has been timed up pretty well by the Indians in the third inning. That pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Boy, an extra base wrap here by Cedarville would put the Indians right back in the thick of this game. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Rogers. Yes, on the outside corner is Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie. Floated a breaking pitch in over the outside edge to the left-hand hitter. And it's 1-2. The windup of Caleb Meyer. Yes, sir. Strike three called. Outside edge. Played up. Gave it to Caleb. And he hustles off the mound, getting a big strike three looking to end the third. We played three here at Princeton High School, Division IV Baseball Regional Semifinal. Fort Loramie 6, Cedarville 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS.com.
Well, the Redskins come calling here in the top of the fourth with a 6-1 lead. And is that a new pitcher on the mound for Cedarville, Mike Wick?
Number 8. It's still Caleb McKinnon.
Nope. That's Caleb McKinnon. Caleb in for Caden. Caleb McKinnon on the mound for Caden. Mike, let's take a quick 1-minute break while we do some housekeeping here at Princeton, D4 regional semifinal. Top of the fourth, Redskins come to bat up 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com.
Well, on to pitch for Cedarville here in the top of the fourth inning is Caleb McKinyon. The harder throwing of the two McKinyons, Caden out after throwing three innings, giving up six runs to Fort Loramie. Mac Fortman hits for the Redskins here in the top of the fourth. Fastball beauty in there for a strike. Redskins with a big five-run explosion there in the third inning. After threatening in the second, getting one in the first, Fortman looks at it low and in, and it's a ball and a strike on Mack. Fortman wrapped a big base hit right up the gut to start the first inning for Fort Loramie, and it produced a run. Here's a handle hit foul pop to the left. Good hustle for the catcher, Johnson. He can't get to it for Cedarville. And the count goes to 1-2. A little bit of a breeze up here blowing through the press box at Princeton, and I have seen two score sheets just completely vanish. Here's the windup, the pitch to Fortman. Handle hit looper to short, and it's Caden McKinyon leaping into the air to make the spear job. Nicely done. Pitch was inside on Fortman. He almost fisted that ball to left center. Good play by McKinyon. One down. Here's Evan Eilerman up for the Redskins with an out in the top of the fourth. Outfield straight away for Evan. Fastball inside corner, and it is a strike. Nothing and one on Eilerman. Caleb McKinyon throws a heater high. Fastball missed up, and it's a ball and a strike on Evan. One out, none on. Fort Loramie has struck for six already in this game. Fastball from Caleb McKinyon just a mite low. Good eye by Evan Eilerman. Top of inning number four, the windup, the pitch to Eilerman. It caught the inside corner. Evan leaned back. Plate umpire gave McKinyon the strike call on the inside half, so it's 2-2. Eilerman fouls off his foot at the plate. Still 2-2. Evan with a strikeout and a single so far in this game. Evan from the left side. He and Fortman, two left-hand batters in a row. Evan cocks that bat back and it's a number off the handle of the bat. Back to McKinnon. McKinnon fields on the run to his left for the out, and the inning is over. We were doing housekeeping, Chuck, and Fort Laramie's first hitter of the inning was retired.
Yep.
Well, we are in the middle of this game. We played 3.5 at Princeton. It's the Division IV regional semifinal. Fort Laramie 6, Cedarville 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, one of our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters available at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Well, if the Redskins start the bottom of the fourth inning with a pitch low and away, is that still Caleb Meyer on the mound for Fort Laramie, Mike? I said Chuck in the previous inning.
Yes, on both.
Outside corner at the knees. Nope. Caleb does not get the call.
It looked pretty good.
Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to the first Cedarville hitter in the fourth. Way outside, not even close. And the count is 2-1. There's a breaking ball at the knees, a strike, beauty. Evens the count up, and Hunter Baldwin, third baseman for Cedarville, in the bottom of the fourth, with Fort Laramie leading 6-1. Fouled off to the right. Full count on Baldwin. As Caleb Meyer got in on Baldwin's hands on that pitch. Here's the payoff, 3-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball right at the waist on the outside corner. Baldwin looks at it, strike three. One up, one down for Cedarville, bottom of the fourth inning. And that'll bring up, should be Ethan Acton.
But that is not his number, so I'm assuming we've got a substitution.
Yeah. Third base coach and head coach Andy Pauling coming down.
Looks like number 10 for Cedarville.
First hitter for Cedarville retired. So the Indians bring up a switch hitter in the bottom of the fourth inning with one away. And a little confusion at home plate as to who is hitting at this point in time as we check our in-depth lineup of starters for Cedarville. Here is Caleb Meyer into the windup, the pitch. Curveball almost hit the batter. It's way inside. One ball, no strikes on the Indians pinch hitter. Ball hit hard to center, tagged, but Grant Albers retreats 1, 2, 3 steps and picks it off. And there is two away now for Cedarville in the inning. Two down. Cross steps in for the Indians. Tyler Cross lined out to third in his first at bat.
Third baseman's in again.
Yeah, that's more than in. Way up snug at third for the Redskins is Clint Hilgefort. He's about 6 or 7 feet on the grass, expecting possibly a two-out bunt. That is a product of the scouting report right there. Tyler Cross, the hitter, the left fielder for Cedarville, just fouled one away to the right, takes the pitch high, and the count goes to 2-1 on him. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Fort Loramie leads Cedarville 6-1. Outfield shading Cross slightly left. Middendorf way in left field. Ball lifted into short center off the bat of Cross. Grant Albers steps forward this time and has it for the out. Albers with two putouts in center in that inning. And Cedarville is out in order. We go to the fifth. Fort Loramie 6, Cedarville 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And welcome back to Princeton High School, just north of Cincinnati. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick. I know I called Mike Chuck earlier. They both end with CK. Wick
and Chuck. Close enough.
Mike Wick, Jack Kramer here at Princeton High School, Fort Loramie, in front, 6-1 over Cedarville, top of inning number 5. And the first hitter for the Redskins to open the fifth hits a hard ground ball in the hole through the left side, the left field. Base hit to start the inning for Fort Loramie. That was Caleb Meyer, the pitcher for the Redskins. He has got a double and a single so far in this game. Not only has Meyer done yeoman's duty on the mound for Fort Loramie, he's got a couple of hits. Redskins' Grant Albers comes plateward, takes a pitch for a ball. Grant recorded 2 outs in the previous inning in center. Fort Loramie 6, Cedarville 1, top of the fifth inning. Throw to first, and Caleb is back. He is a threat to steal. Good wheels. Caleb Meyer leads this team with 26 stolen bases on the year. Jake Sanders, 18. Here's a pitch outside. Caleb Meyer off and running. The throw short hops. The shortstop rolls away toward the second baseman. Safe at second base is Caleb Meyer. The pitch was low to Albers, who's ahead in the count. Runner at second. No one out here in the fifth inning. Unofficially, 4 steals and 5 attempts for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Albers, fastball is blown away. Albers up in the count, 3-0, first base open. Of course, the last thing that Caleb McKinyon wants to do for Cedarville is put another Redskin runner aboard. Albers fakes the bunt and takes the pitch low and outside, ball 4. And the McKinyons have suffered a little bit in the control department in this game. And now 2 men are on for Fort Loramie. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Devin Ratterman steps in.
That was on four straight pitches he walked him.
It sure was. Ratterman, a walk and a single so far for Fort Loramie. No one out, two on. Pitch to Ratterman. He bunts, pops it foul right back over the screen and over the top of Jack and Mike.
Thought that was coming right to me.
Redskins have two runners aboard here in the inning. First and second. Of course, 10 runs. A 10-run lead after five invokes the mercy rule. Excuse me, Fort Loramie far from there. Curveball. Oh, it's a beauty. Outside corner at the waist. Two strikes on Devin. Fine pitch by Caleb McKinyon is ahead of the count, 0-2. Here's the stretch, the look at the Fort Loramie runners. Up and in, high. Ball two, strike two.
Nothing hurt on that pitch.
McKinyon wanted to see if Ratterman would climb the ladder and go after it. He stayed off it. Runners at first and second, no one out for Fort Loramie. Top of the fifth inning. Short leads, and now Caleb McKinyon steps off. Second regional semifinal to follow. First pitch scheduled for 5. Could be a little later than that, perhaps. Rushi and Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Here's a slow curveball, lined in the hole between third and short. Shortstop McKinyon races over, backhands it. Third baseman also went toward the ball. Here's a foot race to third, and McKinyon can't beat the Fort Loramie runner, who saved.
I think that should be called a base hit.
Yep. Infield single for Devin Ratterman, and they're loaded for the Redskins, who lead at 6-1.
Number 35 is coming in to do some pinch running for Devin Ratterman.
Bases are jammed for Fort Loramie. No one out. Trevor Middendorf hits. He's got a walk and a two-bagger in this game. So Fort Loramie knocked starter Caden McKinyon around a little bit. And now Fort Loramie has filled the bases against Caleb. They're loaded. Well, let's see if the hurler, Caleb McKinyon, works from the windup of the stretch. He is in the stretch. Herky-jerky move to the plate. Outside, doesn't get the call. Not pleased with it. One ball, no strikes. Nowhere to put him. Bases loaded for Fort Loramie. Top of the sixth inning. Redskins already lead 6-1. Indians infield way up. Here is the pitch on the outside corner. Nicely done by McKinyon, who caught the edge of the plate. Middendorf eyeballed it, took it. A ball, a strike. On deck, Derek Meyer, 1-1 pitch to Middendorf. And it's a safety squeeze bunt up the first baseline, foul. Bases loaded for Fort Loramie. Count on Middendorf, a ball, two strikes. Here is the stretch by McKinyon. The pitch to the plate, high and away, 2-2. 2-2. I mistakenly called this the fifth inning, Mike, and it's,
I think you called it the sixth, but it's really the fourth.
I think I said the fifth.
Okay.
By mistake.
Somewhere.
Swing and a miss by Middendorf. He tried to dig a low outside curveball off the ground and couldn't get the barrel on it. Good pitch by McKinyon. One out for Fort Loramie. Back to the top of the order, and Derek Meyer. Meyer hits from the left side. Bases still loaded for Fort Loramie. Outfield straight away. Redskins up 5 runs. Hey, Here is the windup and the pitch by McKinnon to Derek Meyer. Big, slow curveball. Stayed outside for ball one. No place to put Derek Meyer. Runners take their leads. Infield for Cedarville way up. Big advantages on the bases for the Redskins, who get secondary leads of several feet. Pitch low and in. Nowhere to put Derek Meyer into the stretch. Caleb McKinnon, one out, bases full. Derek fakes the bunt, takes the pitch high.
Runs him to 3-0.
Well, McKinnon's got to bear down. He needs a strike in the worst way. Derek Meyer had 3-0 in the count. Bases full, fakes the bunt, distracts the pitcher, who throws it high for ball four. And it's 7-1 Fort Lauderdale. Seven to one Redskins. Yep, back to the top, and Jake Sanders. Or I should say he's the second hitter in the order. Redskins with another run home. One down, Sanders at the plate, bases loaded. He fakes the bunt, takes the pitch on the outside half for a strike. Six-run lead for Loramie again. Cedarville pinching up at first and third. In a couple situations like this in this game so far, Fort Loramie has taken advantage of the infield being up and poked base hits through the diamond. High inside curveball to Sanders, not even close. 2-1 count.
Looks like he's struggling.
Here is the windup. Big pitch to Sanders, 2-1. The Kenyon's got to come in there with it and can't. He's outside and low. Head coach Andy Pauling pacing along the end of the Cedarville dugout as the count is stretched to 3-1. On deck, Darren Hoying for Fort Loramie. Pitch to Sanders, breaking pitch, swung through and missed. Good cut by Jake. Couldn't connect, and we're full, 3-2. Bases still loaded for Fort Loramie. One out, a run in. 7-1 Redskins. Pitch to Sanders, ground ball off the handle to short. Force play at the plate, got him, two out. Nice play by Caden McKinnon, who fired to Mason Johnson. The ball was not hit very hard, and it was right at the shortstop, who is way up near the grass. Easy play at the plate, two down. Darren Hoying steps in for Fort Loramie. According to my score sheet, Mike, he's K'd three times.
That's what mine shows, too. Maybe he's due.
Bases loaded, two down for the Redskins. Windup, pitch to Hoying in the dirt, bounces away from Johnson. He traces it down to the right. 1-0 on Hoying for Fort Loramie. Darren, the catcher, wears 16 on the back, outfield straight away. Infield now with two out at normal depth. And the ball is hit on the ground hard to second. Fielded nicely by the second baseman of Cedarville. Good play by Gunnar Gannon, who shovels on the relay to the shortstop, covering the bag for the force out. So at the end of four, Fort Loramie leads Cedarville 7-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, don't forget about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Big deals, big sales always at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Drop in, tell Darren Yanks you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Darren and his store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It has been on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com since the middle of the winter and the high school basketball season, and we are so pleased to be representing Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 7-1 Fort Loramie, bottom of the fifth inning for Cedarville. That was an opportunity for the Redskins to really bust this thing wide open. But some good tight pitching by Caleb McKinnon of the Indians prevented further damage. The deficit for Cedarville is 6. As the Indians come to bat here in the bottom of inning number 5. Caleb Meyer on the mound for Fort Loramie. He's had a real good breaking ball in this game, and he fires a pitch in there, and a bunt is popped foul by Gunnar Gannon, leadoff hitter for the Indians, and it drifts behind home plate, lands on the turf. Indians down 6. Cedarville has some big hitters in the middle of that lineup. Indians need to get runners aboard. And Cedarville has had the bases loaded in this game 2 innings ago, but just produced a single run. Low and outside pitch for a ball. A ball and 2 strikes on Gannon, who's fouled one off and taken a strike. Meyer's pitch is swung on and missed, but Gannon, low outside curve ball, got him swinging. Tell you what, Caleb Meyer's curve has been excellent.
Yes, it has. Dropped right off the table.
It's gotten better and better in this game. Caden McKinnon steps in for the Indians from the left side. He's flown to left and walked. And he takes a pitch right down the middle at the knees. Caleb Meyer in a groove. He works quickly, and sometimes when things don't go quite as well and runners are aboard, Caleb can slow down a few seconds. And that adjustment was made for him by head coach Jeff Sanders a couple innings ago, and it worked. Caleb likes to get that ball back from catcher Darren Hoying, receive the signal, and throw. Here's the pitch to Caden McKinnon, and it swung on and popped in the air down the left field line. It's curling foul out of play.
That one was kind of hard to see.
Yeah, it was. It goes out of our view. The fence along the lines juts in about 100 feet in front of the foul poles, and there is green grass and fair territory that we simply can't see. Here's a line drive to right field, well hit by the Cedarville batter, but it's caught out there by Derek Meyer of Fort Loramie. He angled in and to his left and stared it chest high. 2 down for the Indians here in the fifth. Fort Loramie in the lead 7-1. Caleb McKinnon at the plate. And there's a ball smoked down the left field line. 10 feet foul, out of play for a strike. Caleb Meyer gets the ball back from the plate umpire, quickly throws low and away. A ball and a strike on Caleb McKinnon. 2 down for Cedarville, fifth inning, Fort Loramie on top, 7-1. Wind up by Caleb Meyer. Breaking ball, pounded on the ground to short. Evan Eilerman zips in, 2 steps, gobbles it up, fires to Fortman, out at first base. Perfect inning turned in by Caleb Meyer. Right through the top, 1, 2, and 3 of the Cedarville order. We go to the sixth. Fort Loramie 7, Cedarville 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing. Because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, the tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb text at tomjerrys.com. And here on scoresbroadcast.com, we'd also like to salute Dickman Supply, hundreds of brands, four locations. What's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We start the sixth. Max Fortman hits a two-hopper to first for Fort Loramie, and he's retired down there by Criswell, who tags the bag, and Fortman is out. Fortman had singled, knocked in a run, had been hit by a pitch, and was out on a ball to short. Here he is retired by the first baseman, Criswell. Evan Eilerman comes to the plate, 1-for-3 so far. Dickman Supply has four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control and decorative lighting. Eilerman hit on the right foot by a pitch. That's the second Fort Loramie batter to be plunked here in this game. So Eilerman on at first, and that brings up Caleb Meyer, the Fort Loramie pitcher, who's gone the route so far. Five innings and allowed just a run. Eilerman at first, the pitch to Caleb Meyer, low and away for a ball. At Dickman Supply, we take great pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply. There's a high pop-up skyward left to home plate. In comes McKinnon, and he calls off the catcher, and he's got it in foul ground. Nicely done. Good communication between McKinnon, the pitcher, and Johnson, the catcher. Looked for a minute like Mason Johnson would be in position to make the play to the left of home plate. The ball was being blown with the wind back toward fair territory, and Caleb McKinnon scooted in off the rubber, and he caught it. Two outs. Here's a throw to first base by McKinnon to get the base runner for Fort Loramie, and it's wild down the right field line, and the Redskin runner, Eilerman, dances all the way around to third. He's in safely. Second error of this game, charged to Cedarville. That a throwing error by Caleb McKinnon, who also had a fielding error earlier at short. Yep, Grant Albers is in with a runner at third. Swing and a miss at high fastball by Grant. So after Caleb Meyer pops to the pitcher, wild throw at first, enables Eilerman to wheel around to third. Albers looks at the ball high. Runner at third, two out for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth. Redskins up 7-1. Albers jumps away from a pitch in at his shins. Two balls and a strike. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. DickmanSupply.com, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. 2-2 count on Grant Albers, who swings from the left side and takes the pitch inside corner at the knees. It's called strike three. Albers looks at it. Well, Fort Loramie doesn't score, leaving a runner at third in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Fort Loramie 7, Cedarville 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victrus Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victrus, VictrusHealth.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We return to Princeton High School, north of Cincinnati. Fort Loramie 7, Cedarville 1, bottom of the sixth inning. And the batter for the Indians to lead off this frame, Mason Johnson, the catcher. He has a walk and a single so far. Caleb Meyer, good breaking stuff, three straight pitches. Gets Johnson, who whiffs on the third one. He's out. Meyer's curveball has been superb here today. It's gotten better and better as the game has gone on. It's a sharp breaker. It goes down away. At times, acts like a 12-6. And he throws it at a couple different speeds, it appears. One down for the Indians. Another breaking pitch is pulled foul by Braden Criswell, the freshman first baseman. Criswell is at 1-1 in the count. Here's a big bender by Meyer. That stays way up and inside and clips the helmet of the Cedarville batter, third hit batsman of this game.
That one just didn't bend. He's thrown about 89 pitches so far, so pitch count, he's doing really well.
Meyer has only given up 6 earned runs all year long. Hasn't lost a game, 7-0. Here's a breaking pitch started to Mitch Rogers. It's in for a strike. Rogers hesitated, could not pull the trigger. A run on, an out, bottom of the sixth for Cedarville. Fort Loramie leads 7-1. There's a pitch low outside in the dirt. 2-1 on Rogers, the DH. Rogers, a senior, has flown out to the left so far in this game. There's a line drive back up the middle. It eludes Eilerman. He can't get his glove on it. It's into center for a base knock. And the runner at first moves up 90 feet, and Cedarville's got two aboard with one down here in the sixth inning, trailing 7-1. Hunter Baldwin, the third baseman, hits. Cedarville has spent much of this game trying to time the breaking stuff of Meyer. They've done it in spurts, not consistently enough to produce a couple big innings, and thus they're down to 6 runs, 7-1. A few puffy clouds seem to float in now from the west, wind blowing out to the right. Temperature around the 80-degree mark. Today's weather a far cry from the last couple days. It is gorgeous. Blue sky all day long in Cincinnati. Two on, one out for Cedarville, bottom of the sixth. Curveball low and away as the ball skips through the left-hand batter's box.
Brief discussion there. I believe there was a pinch runner that went in at first.
Wind up, the pitch to Hunter Baldwin, right down the pipe. A ball and a strike. As Caleb evens the count. Ooh, low and away. That went outside the left-hand batter's box.
But a nice stop.
Caleb may be tiring a little bit as he approaches 100 pitches in this game. 2-1 count to Hunter Baldwin. There's an inside off-speed pitch pulled on the ground hard, wide a third, foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Baldwin. One down, two on. Breaking ball. Oh, had him out in front. He pops it foul directly behind home plate. Count evens up. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Baldwin. Couple aboard for Cedarville. And there's a ball sprayed foul down the right field line, out of play into the bullpen area. Still 2-2. Outfield shading Baldwin a bit left. Good basketball player for the Indians. Here's a curveball. Little double hitch in the swing. He's out in front, pops it up to short. Eilerman calls off Hilgefort and snares it for the Redskins, who have two down now. Still two aboard for Cedarville in the bottom of the sixth inning.
I think that was an infield fly rule effect tonight.
Yep, sure should have been. 7-1 Fort Loramie. Two down, two out. Ethan Acton, right fielder for Cedarville, to the plate. Swing foul tip into the mid of Hoing. It's a strike. Outfield up for Acton in both left and right. Caleb Myers pitch. That's a floater, a changeup. Way out in front is Acton, who's behind 0-2. Meyer tries to finish off Cedarville here in the sixth inning. The stretch for Meyer. Outside target for Hoing. Fastball that time. Swung right through it. Acton couldn't get a piece of it. Fine comeback inning for Meyer. He registers two outs after two get aboard. We go to the seventh here at the Princeton High School Baseball Complex, Division IV Regional Semifinals, Fort Loramie 7, Cedarville 1, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/
shelbycovso or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Up, the Redskins come calling here to start the seventh and produce an infield single. Slow ground ball to deep short for Fort Loramie. And that was off the bat of, was that Devin Ratterman to start the frame?
It was, yes.
And he outraced the throw, beat it by, less than a half step, very close at first. Might have been virtually a tie. Ball was hit off the end of the bat to deep short, backhanded by Caden McKinnon on a couple of bounces, and Ratterman is safe at first. Trevor Middendorf steps in with Fort Loramie leading 7-1. Redskins up 7-1, and we are in the top of the seventh inning at sun-drenched Princeton High School Stadium. At Fort Loramie in a big five-run third inning, five successive hits off Caden McKinnon in that frame. Evan Eilerman, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Devin Ratterman, Trevor Middendorf. Big explosion by Fort Loramie. Here's the swing by Middendorf. He pulls a high, twisting foul down the left field line, and it's curling out of play. Strike one on Trevor. For Ratterman at first. At 7-1, certainly not a threat to steal, I wouldn't think. Middendorf had a big double back in the third inning for the Redskins. Takes the bunt, looks at the pitch outside. Throw down to first. Ratterman slides back in safely. Second game to follow, Rushi versus Lancaster Fisher Catholic. The winners today return tomorrow at noon. Airtime about 11:40 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. At stake tomorrow is a berth in the state Final Four next Friday at 1. 2-1 count here on Trevor Middendorf for Fort Loramie in the top of the seventh. Middendorf squares the bunt, pulls the bat back, takes it very wide, and it's 3-1. Outfield for Trevor, pretty deep, especially in left. For Tyler Cross, is a good 275 feet from home plate. Here's the windup, the pitch to Middendorf, big swing, high pop in the vicinity of home plate, and twisting his body around is Johnson fighting the sun. He can't latch it. Had an opportunity, might have skimmed the side of his glove. He was falling to a knee. Well, between the wind and the sun, straight overhead pop for the catcher, very difficult play. I don't think I would charge him an error on that. That would be just me. If I'm the official score, that's not an error. The Indians have had two in this game. So that foul ball by Middendorf takes the count to what? Full, Mike?
It is full count.
Runner at first, leading is Ratterman. Pitch to Middendorf, but back toward the mound, off the mound to his left is McKinnon. Caleb tracks it down, shovels on to first for the out. Criswell receives the throw, and Ratterman moves down to second. A full count bunt by Fort Loramie here in the seventh.
That was an interesting call.
Moving the runner to second and bringing up Derek Meyer, top of the order. Right fielder for Fort Loramie, wears double zero. Doesn't have a hit in this game yet.
Although when you stop and think about it, it moved the runner to second base in scoring position for the top of the order.
And when you've got this much cushion, you can do just about what you want.
That is true.
Lay one down and move the runner up. All these teams at this regional play small ball very well. Here's a low pitch in the dirt. Wild one gets through Johnson all the way to the screen. And the Redskins have a runner down at third. And look what the bunt did.
I was just thinking that.
90 feet away is another run for Fort Loramie. Derek Meyer with a walk 2 innings ago. Looks at one in the dirt again. And the count on him is 2-0.
Some of the fake bunts seems to be affecting the concentration of McKinnon.
Yeah, Fort Loramie uses that strategy a lot. Rushi does some as well. You fake the bunt, attempt to distract the pitcher. You blur that strike zone a little bit. Try to break the pitcher's eye contact with the plate. Here is a bunt foul behind the plate. And the count is 2-2 on Meyer for Fort Loramie. Runner at third, one away, top of the seventh. Redskins lead it by a count of 7-1. Yes, 12 noon, first pitch. Regional championship tomorrow. Here's the pitch to Hoing. High fastball. And by my count, it's full. We can't begin to read the scoreboard. Sun is glaring on it. Might be too, the digits might be too small for my eyes anyway. 3-2 pitch to Derek Meyer. Swung on, lifted foul, out of play over the bleacher to the left.
Headed to your car.
Still a 3-2 count on Derek Meyer. Meyer's left and right feet even in the box. He's in the middle of that left-hand box. And he looks over a pitch closely, takes it inside. The pitcher, McKinnon, doesn't get the call. It's ball four. Second straight walk for Derek. And Jake Sanders steps in. Two on, one out. Redskins, top of the seventh inning. Sanders walked and scored back in the first on the two-out base hit by Fortman. Another steal by Fort Loramie. Throw down to second is cut off with a shortstop. Runner on third for the Redskins holds, and Fort Loramie's got him at second and third. Unofficially, Mike, five steals and six attempts by the Redskins in this game.
That's what I show.
Here's the windup. The pitch to Sanders, high. First pitch was a ball.
Scoreboard shows strike, so 1-1.
Count even up on Jake. A ball, a strike. Runners at second and third for the Redskins. Here in the top of the seventh, Fort Loramie leads by 6-7-1. On deck, Darren Hoing. Here's the pitch to Sanders. Stretch by McKinnon. Curveball, fly to the right side. First baseman calls, gives way to the second baseman. Nice job by Gunnar Gannon, who is strolling out into short right field about 10 feet fair. He picks it off, two out for the Redskins here in the seventh.
It was a nice play as there was a thought there by the runner to head to home, but the throw was a very good one back home.
That's one of those plays where it looks at first like maybe the first baseman's got the better shot at it. He conceivably is closer, but a better angle to that ball is conceived by the second baseman, who called off the first baseman and made the reception out in very short right field. First pitch to Hoing with two aboard and two out is a ball upstairs. Here's a big bender high, and it's 2-0. 2-0 on Darren Hoing. He struck out three times in this game so far. Second and third, two out for Fort Loramie in the seventh. The pitch to Hoing right down the middle. It's a strike. 2-1. 2-1 on Darren. Outfield straight away for him. 2-1 pitch. High curveball. 3-1. Mac Fortman on deck. Redskins lead up a 6 over the Indians. 7-1. Wind up. The pitch by Caleb McKinnon. Good. High hard one. A cut and a whiff. Count is full. 3-2. 3-2 three and two on Darren. Swings that bat back and forth as the pitcher McKinnon ditches the stretch. Winds, fires. Darren Hoyne turns on a fastball, and he smokes it down the left field line about 15 feet fair. One run scores. Two runs score. What a hit by Hoyne. He jacked that one. Fastball in the inside half, and he pivoted, and he belted that ball down the left field line. Again, about 12 or 15 feet fair. The left fielder scurried over for Cedarville. Ball was cut off from going to the fence by Tyler Cross. Two runs came home easily. 9-1 Fort Loramie. Top of the seventh, two outs. A double for Hoyne as he motored easily into second base. And Fortman steps in. Fortman knocked in the first run of the game for the Redskins back in the first. A two-out base knock up the middle to score Sanders, who had walked. Ball outside to Fortman. One ball, no strikes. 9-1 Redskins, who will be one regional final opponent tomorrow at noon. High foul, twisting out of play behind third. At Fort Loramie will have the pleasure now of sitting back, relaxing, and scoping out opponents in game two, barring, of course, a miraculous rally by Cedarville in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch to Fortman, swung on, hit hard to left field, cross, the left fielder comes in, and he's got it on the run, shin high. Nice play by the left fielder for Cedarville, Tyler Cross. That finishes off the top of the ninth, or I should say the top of the seventh.
Correct.
Might as well be the ninth. 9-1 Fort Loramie over Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Yep, Tyler Cross, who made that very good play in left field to end the top of the seventh, hits to start the bottom of the seventh for Cedarville. Indians down 9-1, bottom of the seventh, last at bat for Cedarville. 19-12 on the year by way of record as Cedarville coming into this game. Cedarville's starting lineup features 1, 2, 3 seniors who hit. Caleb McKinnon, Mitch Rogers, Hunter Baldwin, Caleb Tobias, the center fielder, who is DH'd for, also a senior. A lot of very good talent coming back next year for the Indians, who should be very strong, and I'm certain will contend for a district championship and a regional berth once more. Count on Cross here with no one out in the bottom of the seventh is 2-2. Fastball, yes, on the outside corner, strike three.
Wow, I think he can thank his catcher for framing that one.
Wow. Caleb Meyer just whistled one past Cross, who thought about pulling the trigger, didn't. Good job by Hoing behind the plate for Fort Loramie. As Mike noted, he framed it beautifully and enabled Meyer to get the call on the mound. One out, bottom of the seventh for Cedarville. Here's a swing and a foul on the second pitch after ball one. Gunnar Gannon, top of the order. He struck out his last two trips. 1-1 count on Gannon. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors, including in Fort Loramie. M&A, Muffler and Tire, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gannon, the leadoff hitter, K's for the third straight time. And don't forget our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty, Reese Insurance, and Edison Community College. With two out, bottom of the seventh, Cedarville skies the ball to right center. Albers is over, under it. He's got it. And Fort Loramie has won this regional semifinal 9-1 over Cedarville. Redskins with a big five-run outburst in the third inning to pull away to a 6-1 lead. And Fort Loramie coasted Sterling pitching effort to Caleb Meyer, who goes the route. His curveball was on. It got better and better over the course of this game. We will take our 3 minutes break at this point in time, then return to wrap it all up. It's our 3 minute break on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. People nowadays find their vehicles, and then they get a lot of calls, and then they get a lot of calls.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create a super deal for the new customer service and response. As Geyer's does with Rex and Beauty Grant, DAIPRSinc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a
big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Well, it was all Fort Loramie here in this regional semifinal today at Princeton. Redskins clobber Cedarville by a score of 9-1. Indians had played extremely well over the last month since late April. Cedarville had won 11 of 13 after starting the year 8-10. But Caleb Myers' pitching was formidable. The Redskins strung together five base hits in a row in the third inning, including a couple doubles, and pulled away to win easily. Added a couple more in the sixth for extra measure. And it's a thumping. Fort Loramie defeats Cedarville 9-1. Mike Wick alongside looking at his spreadsheet, which is a score sheet that is spread out. Give us some post-game stats. Who was hot? And who are your star of the game picks, Mike?
Absolutely. Well, I want to get to the pitching aspect of the game. Caden McKinnon threw 82 pitches and ended up with, I think, five strikeouts that he had had. His brother came in and did a tremendous job as well there, ended up throwing 76 pitches for three strikeouts. So they did a very good job there on that side. On the Fort Loramie side, they hit very, very well. Nine runs, 10 hits, nine people left on base. So they had a lot of people still left on base that were in scoring positions. So a couple of errors made by Cedarville, but overall, very good ball game.
Our stars of the game?
Stars of the game. I'm going with Caleb Meyer. Threw a tremendous pitching game with 124 pitches, had eight strikeouts, did a tremendous job there. He also did a double, single, had a stolen base. He kind of did it all for Fort Loramie. And over on the Cedarville side, I'm going to go with Caleb McKinnon as the Clancy star of the game.
Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
In just a moment, we will close out this portion of our broadcasting here today from Princeton. We will go offline. The radio station will return to brief, normal programming. We'll return at about 20 till 5 or so, somewhere in that ballpark, no pun intended, with the pregame before regional semifinal number 2 today between Rushi and Lancaster Fisher Catholic. We'll have pregame interviews with both coaches, Kevin Flippo of Rushi and Jared Stewart of Lancaster Fisher Catholic, to join us for our pregame segment starting at about 20 till 5 or so. Both teams out on the field down the left and right field lines warming up at the moment as both Cedarville and Fort Loramie have departed from their dugouts. The Redskins victorious 9-1, defeating the Indians of Cedarville, advancing on to tomorrow's regional championship game. First pitch at noon. We will be online and on WMVR at about half past the hour. 11:30 or so. First pitch at 12 o'clock tomorrow. A sponsor with us beginning late in the basketball season, Meyer's Tavern in Bodkins, 303 North Main. It's known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings, full menu. You can be sure at Meyer's in Bodkins, you'll find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast begins at 5. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for $12.50. They are served after 4. Proud to be a local, casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Meyer's Tavern, drop on by. Have a seat. Have a burger. We bet you won't find better. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271 for your carryout order at Meyer's, 303 North Main in Bodkins. For Mike Wick, Jack Kramer saying a goodbye to you for about a half an hour or less. We'll return shortly here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR with our second regional semifinal of the day between Rushi and Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Fort Loramie wins game 1, 9-1 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.